State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Back in 2008, when Barack Obama was running for president, he made a speech about a place called the Harlem Children's Zone. In the speech, he described the zone as
an all-encompassing, all-hands-on-deck anti-poverty effort that is literally saving a generation of children in a neighborhood where they were never supposed to have a chance.
The zone covers about 100 blocks in central Harlem, an area that has some of the worst outcomes for children in the state of New York. The Harlem Children's Zone has become a model for other organizations around the country, and its leader, Jeffrey Canada, has become famous for his whatever-it-takes approach to help kids succeed. I had a chance to sit down with Canada last week while we were both at the Children's Defense Fund conference. One of the things that Canada says makes the Harlem Children's Zone unique is that it helps kids from birth through college.
We believe that this is not about just creating a good school or saving some kids, but actually changing the culture so that a community that failure was the norm becomes a community where success is the norm. It means we start with kids at birth and we stay with them until they graduate from college, and we think about how you rebuild community and how you improve safety and job opportunities and really bring the entire community together around supporting children.
And you've been working at that for a while now.
We've been hard at this work for about 13 years now, and out of the 11,000 children that are in our zone, this year we'll work with about 8,500 of those kids.
What would you say, over those 13 years, the major pitfalls that you've seen?
The biggest obstacle we face is that people come up with excuses for why these children fail. People look at the gangs, and they look at the violence, and they look at the single-parent households, and they say, well, of course, what would you expect? And we say to folk, regardless of those kinds of issues, which our kids, they do face it, it does make the work harder, but we need a team of leaders who absolutely believe that despite all of that, these kids will be successful, they will graduate high school, they will go to college, and they will graduate college. And finding the leaders and making sure those leaders stay engaged and energized, I think, is a real challenge for communities.
So how do you do that?
We've grown our own. And I remind people that these efforts are not overnight quick fixes. This is really about changing a generation. And so if you look at my directors, those who run our individual programs, about a third of them have actually grown up in the program, been participants, and now actually run the program. So imagine a kid who grew up under all the circumstances I talked about. Single parent, gangs, violence, substance abuse all around, and they were part of a program that helped them get out. There's no doubt in their mind that kids can make it from that environment because they were one of those kids.
And in terms of replicating the model, President Obama, of course, started the Promised Neighborhood Initiative based a lot on Harlem Children's Zone. So do you think your model is replicable?
You know, this is one of the things that I have found the most exciting about our work is that it is replicable, it's not easy. And it's not like every community is going to have the resources, the infrastructure, and the leadership in place to do it. But, you know, the president said he was going to do 20. There are clearly hundreds of places in America that actually are prepared to do this work, and there are dozens that are actually doing it.
You say resources in terms of money. How much money does it take?
We tell folk that a good rule of thumb is that it costs us about $5,000 per child per year to do this work. That doesn't involve anything involving school, because school costs are separate. This is for after-school, evening, weekends, and when people sometimes say, oh, well, we can't afford to do that, I remind folk that in New York, we spend about $45,000 a year to incarcerate a person. And when you look at where these incarcerated people come from, they come from the same neighborhoods that we're saving folk. So we think this is actually a fairly inexpensive solution When you get that kid graduating from college, then you almost guarantee that their children are also going to go to college, and you really break the cycle of poverty. So we think it is more than a reasonable investment.
And just lastly, in terms of the model at the Harlem Children's Zone, the way, you know, I sort of understand it is you're sort of, you know, you were the man, you're in charge. And a lot of what we're seeing, at least in Michigan with the two or three promised neighborhoods there, is it's a more of a coalition,
collaborative. Yep.
Do you think that will work?
Yes, collaboratives can work. So let me just be very clear about that. But they will not work if you can't hold someone accountable. In the end, every year, there are about probably 12 or 15% of the folk who we work with, who work for me, who aren't able to do the job. And I have to make a decision. It's not a happy one that I have to replace them with someone who can do the job. So in a collaborative where no one can make that decision, that you tried hard and you meant well, but you actually couldn't do it. I need to get someone who can. If you can't make that kind of a decision, this will not work because the work is hard. It calls for skilled people. It calls for real accountability and the use of data in a way to drive results. And so I believe in collaborations, but I have said to all of the collaboratives, in the end, one person has to be able to say, you didn't deliver, and you have to go, and I have to replace you with someone who can deliver. You give me that structure, and that ups the likelihood that promised neighborhoods are going to work in a community.
That was Jeffrey Canada, head of the Harlem Children's Zone in New York. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.